The Census Bureau came out with a better way to measure poverty a decade ago, one that adjusts for the fact that, say, living in LA is a lot more expensive than living in Jackson, Mississippi. And even though California has one of the strongest social safety nets in the country, it has one of the highest poverty rates, 17% in 2019.
It's really housing costs outweighing the added benefit from social policy programs.
Caroline Danielson is with the Public Policy Institute of California. Even with record high unemployment, she expects last year's big boost in federal assistance to reduce California's poverty rate. But struggling Californians may benefit less than those in other states.
There's also the factor of immigration. So children are typically eligible for benefits, but sometimes their parents are not.
California has the highest share of immigrants in the country, and many of those families live in the Central Valley, a huge agricultural region that's often overshadowed by the Bay Area and LA. Chris Haney is director of the California Budget and Policy Center.
We're a big state, so, you know, in some respects, we have parts of the country that will look like the wealthiest of wealthy places, but we also have places that will be among the poorest.
Hundreds of thousands of low-income Californians have left the state in recent years. Michael Flood is CEO of the LA Regional Food Bank. He says relocating is a frequent topic among those who wait for hours outside the South LA headquarters. But
just picking up and, you know, moving to another city isn't necessarily going to be something that's successful.
Because rent-wise, other parts of the country are starting to look more and more like California. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.